don't serve their kind here.
Hey, so this is a special episode of the Soundbar. It is unedited, except cuts when I turned off my portable mic, of the two times that I went to Rogue One. One time I went with Toby's dad and some friends of my dad. I was on opening night Science Center. Then the next day, I went with five friends. Four friends, plus me, and we kind of did a talk on the car ride home. In there, you hear a little bit of stuff that may be inappropriate for younger ages, because me and my friends were kind of joking around, maybe swore a couple times, maybe said something explicit, perhaps. But I've tried to edit out the worst of that, but of course it's a pretty long recording, so it's hard to do that. You might hear some background noise. That's because we were recording mostly when car was driving, lots of loud noises around, so the sound quality is not as usual because, of course, portable, handheld mic, and lots of people milling about. Sorry about that. So, yeah, enjoy it. It cuts from before we watched it and then after we watched it. There's a little bit of the Pacific Science Center's kind of opening commercial in the first edit. And then in the second one, you have me talking to some friends of mine and then watch the movie. And then we go to after the movie and talk a lot about it. So this is our reviews of Rogue One. Sorry about the sound quality once again. Largely unedited version here. So it's a little rough. But yeah. Enjoy. We're getting ready to go into Rogue One.
The potato cripples.
That's Toby, my friend, I think. Well, maybe not anymore. Anyway, we're going into Rogue One. Super exciting. There's a big long line. Yay! All right, getting ready for Rogue. Oh, I need to go to the bathroom then. Getting ready for Rogue One, going to the bathroom because, you know, don't want to go in the middle. Wait, I'm going to turn on the, so I can cut out sounds of other people. Oh. He has popcorn in his mouth. He's going to do a Rogue One owl. Anyway, we're getting ready to see Rogue One, goofing around with my friends. Ready? What the heck?
Dude, that pigeon's in.
Technical difficulties. There is pigeons in the theater. There is pigeons in the theater. I repeat, they are dropping bobs. They are dropping bobs. Pigeon bobs. Anyway, going in to see Rogue One. We can see we're excited. We're high on the cocaine. And
you cannot see that we're excited. It's an
honor. Yeah, right. Okay. I had...
We're excited, guys.
Can you see us? We're waving. But anyway, yeah, no, I sniffed too much Rogue One cocaine in the symbol of hope, the rebellion. And then sniff this morning. So anyway, going ready to see Rogue One, the Pacific Science Center IMAX. I'm here with Toby, a friend. He's not. He's excited. Let's just say that.
Well.
He's excited.
I'm not well.
Anyway, let's see Rogue One. We got great expectations. We did watch the Ewok movie beforehand, which was really bad. The Ewok Adventures. Well, part of it, yeah. Where it had where the wild things are kind of beast.
Very bad. It was not good.
What did you think of Mace?
Mace was a jerk and his little sister should die.
Yes. How about the Ewoks with dead eyes? He's drinking. Anyway.
Hot. 10 out of 10 Ewoks.
They should get an Oscar, don't you think?
Rawr.
Yes. That's Toby's thoughts. Anyway.
Those midgets be deserving.
Yeah. It was Peter Dinklage, you know? No, I'm not joking.
I don't know who that is, but his name is so that's a meme.
Yes. Anyway, very excited to see Rogue One. You'll hear our thoughts after the movie's done. Hopefully, they'll be positive. We've tempered expectations by watching the Ewok Adventures movie. It worked very well. Super excited. I can't believe we're actually going to see this movie right now. What do you say? He's very excited. you could say he was at the climax of his excitement. Anyway, we're getting ready to see Rogue One. We said that already. Surrounded by Star Wars fans. Surrounded by a friend of my dad's who really looks like the director of Rogue One, Gareth Edwards. We'll include a picture in the show notes. But, yeah, so thoughts later. We're about to see it. I already said that. Goodbye. That was the Beast from Rogue One. Played by Peter Dinklage.
Dinklage. Why Dinklage?
Dinklage. Oh. His parents hated him, you know. I'm just going to keep this on for a conversation.
What you should do with the recorder is, like, turn it on, like, at the beginning of the movie, like, when it's doing all the Star Wars and whatnot.
And then clap. Yeah, I'll probably do that when everybody's clapping. That's a good idea.
Can I just put it in the popcorn?
And then...
Russell, yes. No.
It's a $100 recorder, no.
And then, at the end of the movie, just, like, hear the end credits and like it's okay. Over and hey. It's like fill in the gaps. Description of
should I just ask a random fan behind us what they think?
Yeah. Do it.
What do you guys think of Rogue One? You're excited to see it?
It's for the podcast.
I am so excited.
Yes, random guys, really excited.
If I had any tear ducts left in my eyes because I tend to cry tears of joy, I would be crying them right now. I've just expelled all my emotion already, and my body is ready.
Thanks.
We so excited.
He's crying.
We're gonna have a ball today. I'm crying.
Yes. I don't think I could say it better than that.
It's really a good show. Okay. Yeah. Official review. Meme-tastic. I noticed that magic seems to be a drug to them, and like they get all tingly after doing it. Well, yeah, they snort pixie dust, guys. Snorting pixie dust.
Does it have?
Oh my god, I have that game on my phone. I deleted it.
Does it have what is Peter Pan's little twinkly dust guy? Oh, be
Tinkerbell.
Quiet.
Good evening, everyone.
Tinkerbell. Reminds me.
Grinder up and snort.
Are you guys happy to be
here? I
already
went to the bathroom, so I'm good. No more Tinkerbell for me.
I want to give a really quick shout out to our first two people in line up there.
Yeah.
They were here at 1:30 a.m.
Yeah!
I also want to give a thank you to Ram Mounts.
Yay!
Right here,
that's exciting.
They're awesome. So you're all here. You are here for Rogue One, a Star Wars story, an IMAX 3D experience.
Yeah!
Meme.
Okay, just a few housekeeping rules. First of all, please turn off your cell phones or at least keep them in your pocket with the silence on. Also, at the end of the movie, you're going to exit out the back, and there is a bin there for your 3D glasses. I think those are the biggest things. So sit back. Oh, wait. If you need an usher right out here, you can still go out for concessions.
This
here
isn't
as well.
Gods of Egypt?
But
what?
We go that way. So sit back, relax, and enjoy Rogue One.
It's old though.
Yay! What? This isn't Gods of Egypt? All right, going into the trailers. By the way, this is 3D.
Toby has something to say.
It's three dimensional.
Can we get that?
The pigeons strike back.
Any thoughts, kid?
Nope.
Okay.
Mono.
having a joygasm.
Or he's too stoned.
What?
Oh, right. It's Rogue One, look!
Seattle, built by innovation.
Just like this podcast, right? How do you mount a ramp?
Pacific Science, a nonprofit.
That sounds very wrong because mounting is like.
Okay. Shut up.
And now, Michael Bay's joygasm. That's how.
All right, hey. All right, so we just saw Rogue One. It was pretty great.
Some solid memes got here at 1 o'clock, and we got better seats.
That's sort of true, but not really.
I guess they. Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, we saw some cool costumes. We saw a pretty cool film. Toby, before we get into spoilers here, what would you rate this film on a scale of 1 to awesomeness?
I'd say my soul is exploding.
Anyway, I give this, that was pretty great. It's my review of the film. So now, let's get into some spoilers. They all die.
The ending was quite...
quite sad.
Quite, explosive.
Anyway,
My hand.
Toby's dad, how did you like the film?
It was pretty darn good.
I agree with that. Anyway, so they all die at the end. Everybody, they No, this is, I already said spoil. Okay, I'm not gonna talk because those people haven't seen the movie. They probably all have headphones on. They're taking precautions. See? Anyway, well, we're working past a group of people who are going into the next screening, so we're not gonna talk right now.
My face.
What was one of the most surprising things? Hey, over here, Toby. Over here. Anyway, yeah, so they all die. But the saddest thing I found in the movie, even though I cried on that part, was there was no Porkins, and I was very sad about that.
Porkins.
There was also no Porking, but I didn't care about that. But I don't. I want to see Jack Porkins. No, you're making it worse. I said Jack Porkins, the pilot. That's his first name. Anyway, okay. We'll just call it by his nickname in the comic book, Piggy. That's no joke. Or Belly Runner. Those are both nicknames.
It's not an inventory.
They're both really like about how he's fat, but. It was a great movie.
And how he likes to pork.
You gotta stop. Don't we? Anyway.
Don't beat me.
Yeah, so a lot of people, I thought it was a great movie. Yeah, there was some good humor. K2SO, especially. There was some good action. Did you see, there was some good Admiral Radish, I believe. C-3PO was in there.
What's the guy's name in Big Bang Theory? Sheldon.
Oh my god, yes.
Right, he's kind of tall and gangly.
Sheldon!
Yeah.
Look at him.
Yeah.
Although, without the arrogant attitude, I don't really like Sheldon that much. But,
no, me neither. I don't think he's supposed to be liked. No, yeah. I thought it was good that the character, all their deaths were meaningless. They all were kind of important.
Well, they finished what they were doing and then.
Yeah. Bays of Glory, like I said.
Bays.
Did you not hear me say that when he died? I was like, I think he's going out in a blaze of glory.
A blaze of glory.
So, that was cool.
Yeah, that was a pretty quality meme. Yes.
Oh, let's see. There was some pretty great space battles at the end.
Why did you turn to me and say shut up after I said that he made a C-3PO quote?
Because it's not only C-3PO.
Anyway. Here, my dude.
What? Who now?
It's so nippy, my dude.
So what did you think of Saw Gerrera?
Who was that? Soggy Rare One?
No, he had the mask.
Oh, yeah.
Not Vader.
He
the other
was
one.
Like,
Save the Rebellion.
Darth Vader.
Save the cheerleaders.
No, it was Darth Vader that didn't need to exhale. Because it...
And well, then he was taking his meds,
there's
as
no
you said.
Following. Yeah.
So, actually, that's really cool because he is from the Clone Wars. They brought him in.
And he decided not to hobble really quick, like, and just, like, decided,
wait for
like,
me.
You know, I don't really feel like even attempting to get out of this place, so I'm just gonna scream run for, like,
oh,
half an
I
hour.
Wonder what this explosion does.
Okay, and in 5 minutes, there were 3 deaths by the same grenades. Like, the exact
wait,
same
wait,
kind
wait.
Of
let's grenade. Okay. Baze.
3 deaths.
Baze died. In that. Well, I guess Shiri Emway, didn't he died from a blaster bolt? The blind man.
No, he died from a grenade.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Crap. I thought, that's the time when I turned to you to, you know, shut you up. I was like, or I said Baze of Glory, I don't remember.
No,
we talked a lot.
I think you said,
even though we said we wouldn't.
Okay, either it was then, or you said Baze of Glory when the, chunky friend.
What are you
chunky friend with the big matching gun. Machine gun.
That's Baze.
Yeah, no, what?
What?
His name is Baze? No.
Who's Chunky?
Oh my god, he's just a larger man, so I was saying
Porkins?
That.
What?
It's not
Where's Porkins?
Porkins had a... Like, Jesus hair.
No. At the time of this, Porkins had a diabetic reaction. Porkins had a diabetic reaction, and had to... Was
no,
in
he
hospital.
Blew up, then you said Baze of Glory. But, like, as he was
no,
about to blow
no,
up.
No, I said it before. Uh-uh. I was like, oh, yeah. These are the... Anyway, no. Well, who's Chunky? I don't understand.
Jeffrey.
So, well, overall, the movie... So, I'm here with a car of people who have just seen Rogue One.
Woo!
Steve, your thoughts?
It's very good.
I agree
very
with
impressive.
Steve.
Okay, thank
definitely.
You. Stop.
Very impressive.
Rod, your thoughts?
Awesomeness. Oh, in 2
Gareth
hours.
Edwards, your thoughts?
I thought it was quite good.
Yeah, awesome. I agree with him. It was really good. Lots of action packed.
Thoughts?
Well, I haven't seen it yet, so I'm not sure what
no,
I'm
no,
going
to... No, what are you about to see?
The popcorn is pretty good, mate.
Hi.
What did you think of the movie, guys?
Well,
hey, that's awesome. Hey, that's pretty good.
Rogue One. Anyway, guys, me and my friends, Harrison,
hi,
Ethan,
hola,
Mattia,
buenos dias,
and Calvin.
Hola, mis chicos.
They're not all speaking Spanish, just to annoy me. Yes. Anyway, so this is the second time. Okay, you're the only one who actually speaks Spanish. Anyway, don't hit the kids. Anyway, we're driving the car after seeing Rogue. Don't hit the kids or the fat guy.
Non-spoiler review about the
yeah. All right. So we just got out of the movie IMAX 3D, and Calvin, on a scale of 1 to 10, what is your 10 being, you know, amazing movie? Just comparing it to all
and
movies.
One being the plot.
La película es muy bien. La número está 9.5, 9.5, sí.
9.5, it's 9.5.
I'm no. gonna cut you all out.
Los números no son importantes.
Yeah, the movie itself was great.
Yeah, it was really good.
According to what the critics say, it's better than The Force Awakens.
Definitely.
Yeah, no, I can agree with that. Yeah. Although The Force Awakens was good, this is epic. Yeah.
I feel like...
Are we going to give spoilers?
Very climactic.
No, we're not going to give spoilers.
For right now, we're doing a spoiler-free review, and then we'll go into spoilers.
Just like a week later, we have to do it.
No, dude, I'll release it a week later.
I was gonna say, the ending was pretty neat.
Pretty neato.
The ending, lots of nostalgia.
Lots of space. Yes, yeah, just space.
Lots of stars.
Lots of space guns.
A Death Star.
There was a battle in the stars. You could say it was a war. There was a war.
They went through many different worlds in one movie.
Yeah, something interesting was that there was titles of all the worlds before they went into them.
Yeah, also, this is the first Star Wars movie that actually has, like, a war in it.
Yeah, this is a very war movie.
While the other movies focus more on, like, the stuff, like, focus on the heroes, this focuses on
the war. You say you'd be watching it for the plot, you lying.
Mm-hmm. It's more on, like, the brotherhood
of the struggle of the rebellion.
The struggle.
Right. No, this one was...
All right.
They had to sacrifice.
So now, spoiler alert.
Go. Muertos.
Unfortunately, to say, they all die.
Everyone
died. Yeah, todos ellos son muertos.
Even...
the main character.
Admiral
Calamari.
Admiral, Radish. What was Radish?
Yeah, Admiral
my
Radish
new favorite character. Admiral Radish.
Are we still doing the Admiral Radish thing?
Yeah, we are.
What is your favorite? Okay, Harrison, we'll start with you. What was your favorite part of this film?
When all the main characters died. Because, in most films, it's like, and then they all live happily ever after the end. But this film, it's more... I guess you
Did
could
you
say the best
all?
Thing is that it's more realistic. Yeah, I guess you could say that. And also, it's kind of, more realistic, Talked all a lot right. about,
Like,
I wish they added right at the end after the credits the Death Star actually exploding just to make us happy, but they didn't.
Yeah, no.
You have to watch New Hope for that.
Basically, this for all the characters, it took all the characters I loved, ripped them out, put them on the ground, ran over them with a 10-ton truck, and then threw them off a bridge.
Right then. Calvin has experience with that.
So, my favorite character was...
Pointed at you.
I really liked how they added old scenes. Like, they reused some of the footage, and only like they only
they
did do it. Don't deny it. They reused like three snapshots of the old pilots. I liked it because it brought a whole new nostalgia, and also they nailed Princess Leia. Of course, I know that was CGI, but it was still good. Yeah, Tarkin too.
Grandma Tarkin.
Yeah.
Our favorite. Although my favorite scene was probably the ending, the whole explosion. Not
the
like
the whole space battle.
Yeah, the whole explosion thing, the whole sacrifice, the rebellion, the Vader scene,
stabbing that guy through the door.
Then tying it.
Cool.
Then how they tied it back and
so
how they got like how they got the message to him. How,
spot on Leia, yeah.
Yeah, spot on Leia.
I
even
really
though
want them to like stick to the original script of the.
They
had
very
Wars
good.
Just make them back in new times, because then that would just like.
That would be.
Well, get Sebastian Stan to play Luke.
Yeah, he looks almost exactly like Mark Hamill. That's
all right, well, we're not discussing that.
They did a really good job characterizing the characters, pretty much.
Oh wow!
And
insightful.
No, they gave
Calvin,
them a
fair,
really
can't
good.
Really
Harrison,
remake Star Wars.
Yeah. Anything?
I mean, I felt like that.
What do you want me to say, Connor?
I don't know. What was your least favorite part of the film?
Okay. Honestly, it was kind of the beginning, because it started, all melodramatic, and that would be all, just like all boring and weepy, So that kind of like, I wouldn't say like.
Exposition.
Yeah. What Mattia said. But it was still a very good movie when it came down to it. Like,
I actually liked the beginning. One of my favorite things was that they had a clone turbo tank, but for. The turbo tank.
I have to disagree with that. I felt like the ending was very boring, and then they packed a bunch of action in the last part.
It's a very fast-paced movie.
It is a very fast-paced movie.
Like, it speeds up and slows down.
All right, so what was your favorite new character from the film? We'll start with Calvin.
It was K2SO.
K2SO?
Yeah, the robot.
The sarcastic droid, yes.
Yeah.
They pretty much kind of... Oh, yeah. I liked Cassian and K2 because Cassian was a really serious rebel, but he also had a bit of a fun side when it came to how he fought and stuff.
It was kind
of
cool. He killed that guy. Like, he was like, it's calm. It's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right.
I also liked the blind guy. The blind guy.
Yeah,
was
I like the blind guy. I like the blind guy and the old
Chirrut
Emway. Right in the beginning.
Saw Gerrera. Actually, I think that one of my favorite. So your character, Harrison, favorite character.
My favorite character was personally, I guess I'm gonna have to go with the guy in the white suit. You know, like the Imperial.
Krennic.
Yeah, Krennic.
Oh, he had. Him, Jusko, he was
know,
good.
Like, it was so funny, like, how he kept on screwing up through that entire movie and thinking he was still the best until he got killed, you know?
Yeah, he actually, yeah, he was some good acting there. No, oh, actually, I think.
And he literally got blown up by the Death Star.
Yeah. I don't know. Saw Gerrera was literally one of my favorite characters, I think.
Which one was that, Saw Gerrera?
He's the robot dude with asthma.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah that's the one who got. So, Darth Vader?
No, not the robot. The bionic, like the cyborg. The cyborg.
The other one.
The guy who died in like the first
the robot with asthma but he was wearing cool, black though. Armor. Oh, wait, he was a robot.
I thought he was human.
No, he's cyborg.
He's human, but he has like robot parts.
Oh, yeah, because
maybe he's like he's been injured a lot.
Well, actually, Mattia, you've watched Clone Wars, right?
Of course I've watched.
So he is actually from Clone Wars. Do you remember him?
No.
Episode season 5. It's the Onderon arc when they were freeing Onderon from the rebels.
To be fair, I haven't watched the Clone Wars in like a year. All right.
I know. This is a very so. Let me try to jog it. It was when Ahsoka kind of it was Lux and Ahsoka. She was let's see on that kind of foresty planet.
Right. No.
And the main rebel guy who kind of had the really not much hair, and he would have, and his sister died. Sheila died. Remember, or she?
No. Now I remember. Yeah. Okay.
So that is him. That is Saw Gerrera.
I never watched any of the canon.
Can you explain like the first scene?
All right. What was the first scene?
With dad and the mom.
So that's just a flashback, I believe.
It's not a flashback.
It was not.
Giving some backstory.
It was a dream.
But who were they?
It was a dream. But
okay.
It was
so the father. That was Galen, the Imperial guy.
Yeah, we know that he's the father.
Right. Yeah, he's Galen. Yeah. But who's the mother?
Lyra.
They said she died at one point.
Yeah.
Wait,
no, she
her
did
name
die.
Was
Lyra.
Or Lyra, just like the constellation.
He was
Lion.
Yeah, just like the constellation.
Lyra.
Lyra.
The constellation.
Lyra, I think.
Yeah. Oh, connections.
Yeah, man.
I think I cut my.
Because remember, Orpheus almost brought her back to life.
He's like, look, she's convenient here, then she died.
Oh, wow.
Well, he said he died.
That makes sense.
But that was a lie.
You know, we could just be stretching this, or that's, like, actually their intention.
Well, why else would they name her Lyra? I mean, like...
Lyra, but yes.
Conspiracy theories, guys.
Hey, someone get MatPat on the phone.
Yeah.
Constellation theory.
Yeah.
So are we just gonna make this a new thing?
Like, so this proves Matt
the Greek.
Car Wars, Car Wars.
But this actually proves Matt. This actually proves the game theory wrong. He's gotten every Star Wars movie prediction wrong. He thought Luke was Kylo Ren, and he thought all these guys defect to the dark side and are.
Okay.
He thought these were the Knights of Ren.
But it really had nothing to do with
that. That would be stupid. What? That doesn't make any sense.
He made a valid. Like it made sense. It's
no.
Just,
that would be 30 years. They'd be old.
Yeah. No. He said it was a bit of a stretch. He was just giving a theory.
But honestly, I do believe the Lyra theory. That would be kind of cool.
The theory.
Well,
that's just like inspiration.
Another thing is that also to do with the history class on religion that we have to take in school.
That one.
Palpatine, first name is Sheev. This is new in the canon.
Wait, Sheev?
Like Sheeva.
Oh.
The destroyer of the universe. Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good, Connor.
They also,
very good it is indeed.
Please do not.
Hey, well, okay.
So who's ready for
Palpatine
eight?
Out. Bye-bye.
364 days to the release of Star Wars Episode 8.
Yippee.
Who's counting?
Now this is pod racing.
Oh, God, I do not need flashbacks to that.
Are you an angel?
I watched that when I was bored on cable TV, and it was
Anakin Skywalker is stuffed in our trunk.
Trash.
He is?
Yeah, he's next to you, Harrison. Punch him.
How old was Padme in that movie?
Like,
do you really want to know?
I don't want to explain this to you. When you're older. When you're older.
So she
Padme
was 10.
We're
she older
was 19.
Than you.
Than Anakin, okay.
But
don't
think about it too much.
I'm going to overthink this, okay?
But back to Rogue One.
Thanks to the power of an older actor in the second movie.
Hayden Christensen.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Like, he was already Darth Vader. He was a robot. Right, guys?
Wait, was that Hayden Christensen?
Yeah, the robot.
Wait, but guys, the one guy...
Oh, sorry, that's just his actor.
The one guy who survived the Rogue One mission, the one guy who passed on the...
Well, we don't even know his name.
None of them survived.
No, there was one soldier who passed on the information.
Okay, okay, okay. So, I know what Ethan's talking about. At the end, Darth Vader... Darth Vader ignites his lightsaber, and you're like, you know, oh my gosh, Vader's gonna murder some fools.
Pretty much the whole crew.
Badass.
Like, this darkness, it was. I was just sitting there like, this is taking too long. Show the lightsaber.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was cool, but the guy managed to give the plans to the other guy.
Just barely.
And then he got stabbered.
I was expecting him to from the beginning, not like, yeah, let's get the door open, let's let him in here, you know. Hey, let's try to get the door open. Oh, wait. Here you go.
Yeah. And then the other guy...
Well, I mean, wouldn't you want to get away from Mr. Vader?
That's true.
Well, I mean, technically, I'm pretty sure most of us want
to. Yeah, okay.
I think normal people would...
He haunts my dreams.
Yeah.
Was he still voiced by,
James Earl Jones?
He's still...
Yeah.
James Earl Jones is still alive, so it
makes
sense to.
I say we need him. I say he should be
the
first one to be put in a Futurama head in a jar.
There's a voice actor for Battlefront?
It's for one cutscene.
Well, yeah, there has.
What
do
you
expect? There's no
I mean, I'm guessing they didn't really try that
like,
hard.
I'm gonna kill you. Kind of sounds like Stephen Brown from Family Guy. Just kind
of, like, all too
Brown
easy.
In, like, a Darth Vader mask.
Rip him.
All too easy.
Stewie, thank you. Consuela.
This is happening, so come to peace with it.
No.
So actually, I thought you buy weed.
Now we're talking about Consuela. We should go back to Rogue One.
We're hungry.
This is what
delusional
teenagers sound like after they've sat
in
the movie for 3 hours.
Yeah, that's true.
Isn't this by like the Fremont Troll?
Yeah, it is.
This is not the Fremont Bridge. We're under, like, the viaduct thingy.
But anyway.
You know what that means?
You know under Seattle, there's a giant grill stuck under Seattle?
To the moon.
Okay, so I know it's hard to think about the music when you're watching this film, but what did you guys think of the music?
I was thinking about that all the time, yeah. I'm a
music buff.
I did not listen to the music.
Ask
Calvin. He's like a music
Star Wars
nerd.
Theme is like the May the Force be with you, and then like the.
Well, yeah, it's Michael Giacchino is the.
No,
not so close.
No. It was John Williams.
No. John Williams, but Michael Giacchino was the main composer for this
John
film.
John Williams composer as well. He composed music for.
I'm really sure. All right.
I like that one cutscene.
Yeah, some of the music is, but it's old music that he's already written. So, wait, yeah, Mattia, can you look it up?
I literally heard no old music from that.
They added one cutscene in the middle of the movie with C-3PO and R2-D2.
That was so cool. Well, no, it wasn't really super cut. It was like a...
Look at this.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't really cut.
Let's talk about cameos, actually. That's a good idea. So, C-3PO and R2-D2.
I saw Chewie.
I didn't see Chewie.
Chewie was...
Yep, I just checked James Earl Jones. Voice matter in the movie.
Okay, so there was definitely Chewie.
Who did the composing?
Where was Chewbacca?
Chewie was in the ship when they were in the middle of the fight, and then he was firing down.
That was like a different guy.
That was like a monkey.
No, it was definitely Chewie.
No.
You do understand Chewbacca didn't join the rebellion until...
Yeah, no, that wasn't Chewie. So I know what you're talking about. That's Space Monkey.
Sounded like Chewie.
He was hyping, he was making actual monkeys.
I wouldn't be surprised if the two of them sound like Chewie.
You know, I'm disappointed.
You haven't seen Star Wars.
Angry.
I am angry.
Alright, so the other cameos were Hondo Baba and Dr. Abazon saying, you better watch yourself.
There's also Anderson from Sherlock. It was the guy wearing the weird tuck white.
There was the Mandarin.
Okay.
I swear that was the Mandarin.
Yeah, I know. We all thought that. So the Mandarin from Iron Man 3. The actor. No, I am Trevor. I am an actor.
I'm Trevor.
you either die a villain or live long enough to become a hero.
That's not how it works.
I don't care. That's how.
So that was cool. Not really a cameo, just an actor that we saw. What else? Well, somebody said it's a trap.
Saw Gerrera.
Oh, the blue milk.
Blue milk, yeah.
Oh, no, not to forget the droid K2SO saying, I have a bad feeling about this, and then she goes, shh.